You're listening to SBS News.
The quiet San Francisco neighbourhood of Pacific Heights was disturbed just before 2:30 a.m. local time when authorities rushed to the home of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her husband Paul to respond to a break-in. According to the first attending officers, they arrived at the Pelosi residence just in time to witness a struggle between the intruder and Mr. Pelosi. The assailant allegedly pulled a hammer from Paul Pelosi's grasp and began beating him with it. In a brief media conference, San Francisco Police Chief William Scott described the scene that faced officers at the Pelosi home.
At approximately 2:27 this morning, San Francisco police officers were dispatched to the residence of Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding an A-priority well-being check. When the officers arrived on scene, they encountered an adult male and Mr. Pelosi's husband, Paul. Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid.
The 82-year-old victim and the suspect were both taken to Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital for treatment.
The suspect has been identified as 42-year-old David DePepe. Mr. Pelosi and Mr. DePepe were transported to a local hospital for treatment. This is an active investigation currently being led by the San Francisco Police Department Special Investigations Division. We are working closely with our partners from the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Capitol Police, and our district attorney here in San Francisco County, D.A. Brooke Jenkins, and her team.
Nancy Pelosi was in Washington, D.C. with her security detail at the time of the assault and then canceled an appearance. While Police Chief Scott said the motive for the attack is yet to be determined, a person briefed on the incident has told CNN that prior to assaulting Mr. Pelosi, the intruder was shouting, "Where is Nancy?" It was an unsettling echo of the chants heard during the January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last year, when rioters searched through the halls for the Speaker of the House, calling her name. Her office was then ransacked by supporters of the then-Republican President, Donald Trump.
Where are you, Nancy? We're looking for you! Nancy! Oh, Nancy! Nancy! Where are you, Nancy?
U.S. President Joe Biden described the increasingly violent attacks on Ms. Pelosi and her family as despicable.
The chant was, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" This is despicable. There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence. Enough is enough is enough. Every person of good conscience needs to clearly and unambiguously stand up against the violence in our politics, regardless of what your politics are.
Senior politicians from across the political aisle condemned the attack, with some linking the assault to growing MAGA extremism, inspired by the former President Trump. In 2021, Capitol Police investigated about 9,600 threats made against members of Congress, and several members have been physically attacked in recent years. Members of Congress have received extra security dollars for their homes, but some have pushed for even more protection. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris called it an act of extreme violence.
I pray for Paul's recovery. I know the Pelosi's, and this is tragic. Somebody literally broke into their home saying, "Where's Nancy?" And I strongly believe that we all, each one of us, have to speak out against hate. We have to speak out against violence, obviously, and speak to our better selves. If there's absolutely room, and it is important to have public discourse when there are disagreements about policy, but what we've been seeing recently is so base in terms of the reducing it down to something that I think is beneath the dignity and the intelligence of the American people.
While initial reports suggested that Mr. Pelosi had returned home following treatment, a statement from the Speaker's office said that he'd undergone successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his hands and right arm. He's expected to make a full recovery. The man arrested at the scene, 42-year-old David DePepe, is expected to be charged with attempted homicide. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins has praised police for their quick response to the Pelosi residence.
I do want to commend the San Francisco Police Department for their immediate response to this home and for swiftly making sure that Mr. Pelosi was okay and that the suspect was apprehended. We are working closely with them right now with respect to the investigation and will proceed with the appropriate charges as things unfold, as well as work with the U.S. Attorney's Office and our federal partners.
Often at his wife's side during formal events in Washington, Paul Pelosi is a wealthy investor who largely remains on the West Coast. The couple, who have 5 adult children and many grandchildren, have been married for 59 years. Mr. Pelosi's lucrative trades drew attention this year as efforts to ban stock trading by members of Congress gained momentum. Nancy Pelosi had just returned from a security conference in Europe when the attack took place. Tina Quinn, SBS News.